My name is Kirsty, and I am the host of the Mindset and Me podcast. Formerly, I'm an accredited transformational and mindset coach, Vedic meditation teacher, and wellness expert. I'm obsessed with helping you navigate the messy middle and find clarity in every season of life. Informally, I'm a pale rosé wine lover, chocoholic, and your new bestie. We get into all the life lessons and learnings from the most incredible guests to help you gain clarity and get into an abundant mindset. So go and grab a coffee, get cozy, get comfortable. This is the Mindset and Me podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. I can't believe this is the first podcast of 2024. Where have I been? I know, you guys. I'm so sorry. I can only apologize. I basically had an insanely manic January with launching more in 2024. And to be perfectly honest, something just had to give. I work with maybe a few people who help me from time to time freelancing, but most of the time it is just me, which is actually the way I completely love it. But sometimes I had to focus on the course that I was getting out there. And so sadly, the podcast took a back seat, but we are back. We are back weekly. Make sure you're subscribed, you like, leave a review. I'll get that in at the top of the episode so you're still listening. And I'm back with a really, really exciting topic this week. So something as a business owner that I have realized is that it can be so difficult to define yourself. When somebody says, "What do you do for a living?" I sometimes like cringe out, honestly. I'll be perfectly like real with you, by saying I'm a life coach. And instead I try to say I help people like find their right path in life. I work with companies, I deliver meditation, I have a podcast, I do coaching, and I end up doing this like whole shebang around basically what I'm trying to say. Due to the fact of how certain things are received. And so I thought it'd be really, really interesting to do an episode all about how to kind of define yourself and your niche. So again, if this is not something that you're currently self-employed, or you're not a coach or a healer or a teacher, it may not be quite as relevant. However, the defining yourself part can be. And so I wanted to make something that is broad enough for everyone to listen to, but also niche enough for those who need the help. So you see the struggle, okay? And I think that, you know, it's really important to recognize that we are ever evolving, like ever evolving, okay? And that's something that I am learning every year as I get older, as I get further into my business, that, you know, maybe the things that I forecast and predicted are not happening, but something different is. And what's the lesson? You know, what's the gift from that? What's the change? And the evolution is the gift, essentially. My word for this year is momentum. And so momentum is going to come in ebbs and flows, but I am going to keep strategically pushing forwards no matter what the lesson is. And the reason that I feel comfortable enough to do that is because I know who I am. I know how to define myself. I know my goals I'm working towards, and I'm 100% confident in them. And that's where I want you to get to. Just having a sip of my tea. We are professional on this podcast. So the first thing I always want you to think about is what really sets your soul on fire. And listen, no shade, right? If you're driven by money and finances, we need money to live and to create the life we want. But if that is your sole drive, this podcast is definitely not for you, because here we are talking about the changes that we can make to people's lives. When I work with a client and they come to me with a problem, I essentially am a problem solver, you know, but I want you to get there in your own. You are wonderful and intelligent and capable on your own, but we all need guidance. We're guided as children endlessly. And all of a sudden, when we become, you know, adults, we're supposed to know all the answers. Absolutely not. That's why people like us exist, right? To help each other and to kind of help you break down the barriers and see a different thought process and a different path for your life. And it's really imperative that you find what you're passionate about, because with any luck, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the line, you'll still be doing this. And are you still going to be passionate about it? And one common thing that I see that is a huge mistake with coaches and business owners is essentially blueprinting someone else's business and turning it into theirs. And the difficulty you have with that is that you are basically living someone else's life. You're choosing to follow their exact methodology that they've made, that they've created. You said, oh, well, that worked for that person. So if I just go and do that in kind of my own way, change my language a little bit, that will work for me. And that's never, ever going to happen. It's never going to work. And it may work for a short term, but not with any longevity because it's not authentic. In 2024, we're seeing these huge shifts in trends, and there's quite a lot of conversation around the influencer world about this, of how now everybody wants to see the authentic side. We don't just really want unboxing. We want to know your story. You know, how did you create this? Show us the behind the scenes of creating this piece of content. That's kind of what people want to see more educational, more value, you know, more fun as well, more realistic. Like, I'm trying to show up in a slightly different way as well online. Don't know if you've noticed. But to show, you know, where I live, what I do, how I feel, things that are going on, as well as trying to be professional and sharing things that will also help people, because my mission in life is to help people. I work as a service. So that's, I am of service to people who work with me. That is basically what I do. And I'm super proud of that. And so it's really, really important that you find that, what kind of sets your soul on fire that you can talk about over and over again. I always want you to imagine that you're at a dinner party and you're talking to, you know, 10 different people around a table. And I do this actually with my one-to-one clients. So you're getting a bit of BTS and like, what's the conversation? What are you going to say and share about yourself? What do you feel comfortable enough to say? And if you haven't got that story nailed and you don't know what to say, we've got to work on that first. Because how are you showing up and not being able to say anything about you or what you do? And so that's primarily number one. When we look deeper on this, you need to understand, how are you showing up for yourself? Because I've talked about this in my episode, and I'll link it below, on analysis paralysis. And if you're choosing not to show up, you are doing yourself a huge disservice. You're doing yourself a huge, huge disservice. You're making the decision to not push your life forward. And essentially, you are staying exactly where you are. You don't deserve to be there. You don't need to watch from the sidelines, seeing people thrive, seeing people creating their dream businesses and their dream lives and doing everything that they need to. You need to be able to show up for yourself daily. And the thing behind that is, you have to be confident in your offering and what you're doing. And the only way you're going to do that is by working authentically. If you're copying, again, a blueprint, or you're trying to do something in a certain way, it's just not going to work like that. It just isn't. It's not going to work for you with longevity. And asking yourself constantly, if there's a day when you feel off and you don't show up, take that day. Okay, I sometimes take days, especially if I'm like delivering in a company, you know, content really is the last thing on my mind, because I want to make sure I'm kind of in that mode, you know, that professional mode. I'm going to be on a webinar for a few hours, like I'll come back to content tomorrow or the next day, like absolutely fine. But you have to make sure you come back to it, because you have to be passionate about talking about it. It'd be really easy for me to do this podcast and sort of sporadically put one out if I interview somebody, but I don't want to do that unless I can show up 100%. I'm not going to do it. I'm never going to put out something that isn't of high value and high worth for you to listen to. If you're giving me your time, I'm going to make sure that I'm doing that. A question to ask yourself, which is super powerful, is, what do you want to be known as? What do you want people to say about you? And it can be so triggering, can't it? Because many of us, you know, I'm not generalizing, but a lot of women have dealt with, you know, backhanded conversations or two-facedness or bitchiness. And maybe we were like that when we were younger as well, you know, no shade at all. We've all kind of grown and evolved. But it's really, really hard to think that people are happy with just who you are as you are, and who you want to show up as, and what do you want to be known as, and being comfortable and confident within that. Because you see, in our mind, and again, I work through this with a lot of one-to-one clients, in our mind, we are the work in progress. We're working towards certain goals, and we know we are, and we know we're feeling slightly overwhelmed, or we're nowhere near there. So we can't share this yet because I'm not quite here. You know, I can't share my story because I've got all of these things to do before I get this promotion, or I've got all this to do before I get accepted into this, or before I pass my diploma, or whatever that might be. And the thing is, you just have to start. You have to start. You have to get it wrong. You have to try again. You have to learn the lesson, and you have to get it wrong again and keep going. Just fucking start. If you keep waiting for it to be perfect, it will pass you by. And I really do mean this when I say you are doing yourself a disservice. You have to just start. Say you want to be known as, you know, one of the greatest meditation teachers in the world, okay? Are you currently teaching any meditation? Are you sharing any content? Are you giving away any free sessions? Are you trying to get experience in different ways? Are you pitching to go on podcasts? What are you actually doing to push the needle forward? What do you want to be known as? You have to just fucking start. Because honestly, if you carry on waiting, like this year is going to pass you by. And I know from 2020, it's been weird. It's been weird. Okay. The landscape and how we live has changed. Normality has resumed somewhat, but the business models, and especially with a lot of companies that I work with, they're so different now. Everything used to be in person inside the building, and then everything went online. And I have to really battle to get back into companies in person because I think there's so much power in it. Just a tip is a little bit of tea, guys. And I think that that's the difference, isn't it? That with this change that's happened, people have lost a little bit of confidence. We're often siloed. We're looking through screens all the time. How does that feel when you're trying to push yourself forward? You want to be known for something, but you're hiding behind a screen. And this person has a bigger audience than me. And by the way, I just want to say shouting louder and bigger is not always better. Okay. Some people have big audiences because they had something that went viral, or they have big audiences because they're popular because they look a certain way. It's not about that. It's your messaging and your heart and your authenticity that shines through. There's a reason why, like my clients I work with, you know, I don't work with everyone who wants to work with me. And I'm not saying that in a big-headed way. It's companies or one-to-one clients, because the energy has to be right. And often all these clients become my friends. Like, there's a reason for that. You know, we create a sisterhood. That's what we want to do. But imagine if I'd have been waiting and waiting. Oh, I need to have, you know, 18 months experience. I mean, I'm years down the line now, but imagine if I was that scared. You know, when I first qualified as a yoga teacher, God, we're going back now. But I was randomly asked to go and teach at Sky Garden, teach yoga. I'd been qualified for 2 weeks and I came back to London and I don't even know how they found me, I'll be perfectly honest. But they DM'd me when I had about 100 followers on my yoga account. And asked me to go and teach at the top of Sky Garden for like morning yoga to about 150 people. Was I ready? Absolutely not. Did I do it? Absolutely I did. I pushed myself forward and I got rebooked loads for it. It was incredible. And the thing is, I wasn't ready to do it, but I just fucking did it. I just started doing it. And from then my confidence built and built. Now I know that I do have a slight edge because I have a background of working in media for 9 years before I did this job. So I do know how to sell and pitch and market myself. I do know how to create, you know, emails in a certain way to kind of speak to different people. Like, that was basically my old job. And I do know that. But also, I'm sharing that with people. I'm going to leave it in the show notes, guys, but I'm bringing back all of my corporate mentoring offerings, which I'm so, so excited about. I had to park them due to other things that were going on. They're back now because, again, I've said this year, like, I'm not rising without taking everyone with me. Nobody will be left behind this year. I'm not about that. I'm not about, look how well I'm doing. Don't you wish you were doing as well as me? That's not the energy. We're all going to do that together. So I'm going to leave all the details for that in the show notes because, honestly, if you're waiting to get started, like, I will get you started. I will get your pitches done for you. I can help you write a course. I will help you to understand what you want to do. And then you just have to go and bloody do it. I want you to think about evolution, and your way of moving is part of the journey, but your passion is what stays. And it's really, really important to remember that. People often think, well, I'm changing and evolving. I'm doing things differently to you guys. I'm thinking about doing this. I know you want to do that. And actually, it's not like that. It's you will evolve and you will change because you'll get older. You'll have life experiences. You'll develop more. You'll invest in mentors. I invest in mentors and coaches and therapists, and I do all those things. And then I'm growing and becoming a better coach because of it. And so my offering gets better. I mean, gosh, I mean, you know, people are so kind to say when I've said this before, but I look back at some of my coaching when I first started and I think, what what was I talking about? Compared to now, it's like night and day. But again, we're all learning, aren't we, and growing together. So you really, I want you to do is to start to make a commitment to yourself and stick to it. Find a commitment to yourself that makes you feel strong, that makes you feel ready, that makes you feel that you can hold yourself accountable and really commit to yourself. If you're struggling with that, you know, look for a coach or an accountability partner or somebody to work with, but you've got to hold yourself accountable. You've got to make sure, honestly, got to make sure that you are there and you can do this, okay? I know you can do it. You are more than capable. You are brilliant humans with so much intelligence, but I want you to define who you are, define your niche, and just fucking share it with the world. I've sworn a lot on this podcast. I can only apologize. Guys, I'm not drinking coffee this year, and well, at the moment anyway, and I think it's my delirium. I think it's from like green tea. Is that a thing? Definitely not, but in my mind it is. Anyway, I hope this has helped. As I said, there's a ton of information in the show notes of how I can help you. And if you're really stuck in this place, how we can get there. I've got some really exciting new offerings that I'm doing this year because I also needed to mix it up a bit. Like I wanted to start to do things a bit differently. It adds so much fire and passion to the business. But again, having a multi-model business is what is going to push you forward this year. So I hope that was helpful. As always, I like to keep solo episodes fairly micro, full of information, save it, come back to it as a resource. Again, screenshot the show notes if you need to. And I will see you again next week. You know what part of the podcast it is. It's time to get really comfortable and really cozy as we go into this week's mini meditation. And I want you to take a moment as we embark on this first meditation of the new year to think about where you are right now. Feet flat on the floor and where you want to be. How do you want to feel? Grounding yourself for a moment. Allowing the breath to travel all the way into the belly. Allowing yourself to feel comfortable. Allowing yourself to feel supported in this moment. Visualizing where you want to be. How do I want to feel? Where do I want to go? Who do I want around me? Feel the emotion. Feel the connection. How does it feel to step forwards? Breath. yourself. How it feels when you step forward into your goals. How it feels to take responsibility for where you want to be. Journey in front of you. Be so proud of where you are. I will see you again next week.